Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Race car driver Danica Patrick has already made history, becoming the first woman to win the pole position in NASCAR's biggest race, the Sunday's Daytona 500. This was after the fastest qualifying lap last Sunday, 196 miles per hour.
I, at the end of the day, am just a driver who wants to go out there and be fast and do really well, and it's nice to have days like today where you're starting on the pole for the Daytona 500 ahead of everyone, not just the best girl for something.
Danica Patrick on ESPN last Sunday. So what happens this Sunday? George Diaz is senior sports columnist with the Orlando Sentinel. He's in Daytona Beach. George, how big a deal is it that she won the pole position? And remind us, what is the pole position?
The pole position obviously is significant. She will start at the front. That doesn't mean that she will stay at the front, because there's all sorts of shifting dynamics in a race, especially in a race that's one of the longest of the season. Once the race starts, frankly, everything changes.
Well, help us understand this, because we're reading that there are as many as 35 races in the whole circuit, and that the Daytona 500 is different from them because it's not as much driver-driven, it's car-driven. In other words, it's how good your car is. And Danica Patrick has always been said to have a good car. So how does that impact her?
Well, she's got a great car, but there will be some big accidents. Trust me, there are always, they call them the big one. And this will probably happen on Sunday. And so a lot of it comes down to a coin flip, whether you are just get caught up in that or not. Whether you're a good driver, an average driver, a great driver, it does not matter. Part of the strategy, if you will, in winning the Daytona 500 is just basically having a lot of luck to get through the craziness that's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and how does the racing world feel about this woman up front? We're reading defending Sprint Cup champ Brad Keselowski saying, "I think of her as a rookie and someone who hasn't won races or proven she's competitive." Ouch.
Ouch is right. I think, Brad, part of the problem is that he's a defending champ and he's just gotten overwhelmed by the Danica Patrick mania. You know, if you stack her up to some of the other stars, Tony Stewart, Jeff Gordon, et cetera, they've logged in a lot more miles than she had.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned Tony Stewart. I heard another female, a former race car driver, say this morning, "Boy, nobody ever asks who Tony Stewart is dating." And, of course, everyone knows that Danica Patrick is dating a fellow driver, her boyfriend, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. But how does that impact a driver when there is so much attention on, you know, where's her boyfriend in the race and where's Keselowski? Is he gunning for her? You know, is there extra stress for her?
I don't know. In the moment of the race, I don't think any of that is going through anybody's head. You know, when you're driving a car 200 miles an hour, you've got 42 other cars going just as fast around you. I don't think you're stopping and taking notes about your personal life. I do think, as Keselowski mentioned, it really will get interesting if down the road they break up. So you might have an upset ex-girlfriend there in the same track. And you wonder what those dynamics are going to be like.
We keep going back to Keselowski because he's been said to be a key to the future of this sport. You know, he's on Twitter with 360,000 followers. And we're understanding the sport needs him. Attendance has been somewhat off. Does the sport need both him and Danica Patrick? I mean, is that a role she's playing as well? Is she bringing people to the sport?
Keselowski will bring in more of the traditional fans, and maybe some with the Twitter deal. He will bring in a new wave of fans. However, Patrick takes it to a whole new level. A lot of more eyeballs will be at that race because Danica Patrick is in it. And a lot of those people probably could name two other drivers in the race. So this is huge from a marketing standpoint for NASCAR.
Well, do us a favor, name a third. Who do you think people should be watching, you know, to win on Sunday?
Well, we mentioned Tony Stewart. He's never won. He's a great driver, a three-time champion, never won a Daytona 500. I like Tony in the race. Having said that, it's all buzzard's luck. It could go anyway. Like I said, there will be some major crashes in the race, and it's just a question of avoiding it.
By the way, we should ask, do you think Danica can win it?
It's going to be a huge, huge, huge upset if she does. As big as winning the pole was, her winning the Daytona 500 would be a seismic event.
Yeah. George Diaz, senior sports columnist for the Orlando Sentinel, ahead of Sunday's big race in Daytona Beach. George, thanks so much.
All right, Robin. Thank you.